TIAA.org.
And you're listening to WMNF in Tampa, Sarasota, Clearwater, Community Conscious Radio. Hi, I'm Mary Glennie, and Arlene will be here just in a few moments. And as you are aware, we are continuing with our marathoning. And wow, tell me, have you ever seen a more important time for a radio station like WMNF? With everything that's happening, what can I say? So we're going to try and raise $1,200 today. You know, we lost our phones over the weekend, and so we lost some time. And, of course, we had to put a pretty expensive new piece in there to get them all up and running. But it is community conscious radio, so wow. You know, it's interesting. I find that in this time now that it's very hard to plan what you're going to do. And just yesterday, you know, had my plan how we were going to go at it today. Then wham, I got our announcement out. And then wham, the terrible, terrible tragedy down in Florida. So anyway, I'm just going to put this music on because I really think we have to make... Oh, and Arlene Winglehart, welcome.
Sorry about that. We are going to, as I'm sure you've already mentioned, continue raising funds for the station today. Our goal that we've kind of set for ourselves for this hour is $1,200, so we hope you'll help us reach that. If there's an angel out there that could make a large contribution, say $500 as a match,
that would definitely
help us. We would appreciate it. But we appreciate every contribution that comes in, whether it's $5 a month for the Circle of Friends, a $10 contribution, $100, $500, or $1,000. We appreciate them all.
And so, really, let's try and make it a better world. Go ahead, Arlen.
813-238-8001, WMNF.org.
Good to have the old phone number back. 813-238-8001. Make it a better world, people.
Without the sweat of our brow, it wouldn't be worth a dime. We got to live in. Some love in the air. When your neighbor's down, you got to pick him up. Nobody should live in despair.
Well, I'm sorry. I've been told actually that we are to use the old number, 813-239-9663. And, you know, that I think one of the many reasons you listen to WMNF, and if you heard last week, we talked just a few minutes to Arnie Arneson, and she was saying the most important thing with community radio and public radio is trust. And, you know, when you see an event that's happening down in actually just a few days before, Parkland was voted the safest city in Florida. And, you know, unfortunately... when you have availability of AR-15s and other semi-automatic weapons with these huge magazines, that actually one cannot say that that kind of an event was just a tragic, unexpected disaster. I think that that is what's so troubling, is that you cannot, why on earth, I've often wondered, why would you want a weapon that you use in the military for maximum rapidity of firing and least ability to aim, in other words, to kill? Why on earth would any civilian want that kind of a weapon, let alone someone that might have some problems? And so we just can no longer look away and say, well, now is not the time to talk about it. Now is the time to talk about it. And you know, right here on WMNF, we will be talking about it because it is a serious question, because very shortly we are going to be catching up with Medea Benjamin. I always say that hopefully, because I never know exactly where she's going to be. But we will try our best to reach her. And you can extend the availability of kind of any kind of weapon you want. As long as you can pass, quotes, a background check in some areas, not necessarily in others. And even if it's not expedited, you can still go ahead and get that done if you go to the right gun shows. And you extend that. You extend that to war. You can extend that. It just happens to be, ironically, today, February 15th, the day after Valentine's Day, 15 years ago today in 2003, over 15 million Americans and people in the world protested trying to keep us from invading Iraq. And so put the two together, people. They do connect. And on this show, on WNMF, almost any public affairs show, you will see not only our efforts to get the facts for you, to get the information, but hopefully a sense of trust that we're not afraid to connect these dots. We're not afraid. We're not afraid also to tie a Ron Porter with no security clearance in the White House, having abused two wives, couldn't pass FBI security checks. This all connects. And so I agree with Cheryl Wheeler. If it were up to me, I'd get away with it. Oh, 813-239-9663. Arlene?
And WMNF.org. And it does all connect, Mary. It's so important. And where else do you hear the true facts about things like this? Where else do you hear people talking about the fact that the war has been going on for 15 years?
But the anniversary, literally today.
WMNF. So give us a call, 813-238-8001. I see one line lit. Can't you join the person that's calling in now? Give us a call, 813-239-9663, or go to the web, WMNF.org, or do it with your Facebook app. Thanks.
Maybe it's the parents, maybe it's the colors everybody's wearing. Maybe it's the president, maybe it's the last one, maybe it's the one before that, what he done. Maybe it's the high schools, maybe it's the teachers, maybe it's the tattooed children in the bleachers. Maybe it's the Bible, maybe it's the lack, maybe it's the music, maybe it's the crack. Maybe it's the hairdos, maybe it's the TV, maybe it's the cigarettes, maybe it's the family, maybe it's the fast food, maybe it's the news, maybe it's divorce, maybe it's abuse, maybe it's the lawyers, maybe it's the prisons, maybe it's the senators, maybe it's the system, maybe it's the fathers, maybe it's the sons, maybe it's the sisters, maybe it's the moms, maybe it's the radio, maybe it's road rage, maybe El Nino, where you be raised, maybe it's the army, maybe it's the liquor, maybe it's the papers, maybe the militia, maybe it's the athletes, maybe it's the ads, maybe it's the sports fans, maybe it's a fad, maybe it's the magazines, maybe it's the internet, maybe it's the lottery, maybe it's the immigrants, maybe it's taxes, big business, maybe it's the KKK and the skinheads, maybe it's the communists, maybe it's the Catholics, maybe it's the hippies, maybe it's the addicts, maybe it's the art, maybe it's the sex, maybe it's the homeless, maybe it's the banks, maybe it's the clear cut, maybe it's the ozone, maybe it's the chemicals, maybe it's the car phone, maybe it's the fertilizer, maybe it's the nose rings, maybe it's the ends, but I know one thing. If it were up to me, I'd take away the guns. I'd take away the guns. I'd take away the guns.
Indeed, I take away the guns, indeed. And Arlene, this is actually a very important day, actually, when we really hear from you. And thinking again of those 15 million people on this anniversary throughout the world that tried to keep us out of invading Iraq. And, you know, that peace has always been a very important part of this station. And so are you going to be one of those many millions, actually, particularly to step up to the plate and realize that here we are 15 years later, and we still really aren't out of that whole area. In fact, it is spread terribly. And so we'd like to hear from you today, 813-239-9663.
or WMNF.org, or go to your app, 813-239-9663. Call us now. We need to hear from you. We know there are a lot of you out there that have not yet done your part, and it's so important. If you value this station, join us with whatever you can afford to give. We're not asking you to go in the hole. We're asking you to do what you can afford, whether it's $10, $5 a month to the Circle of Friends, or $100. If you can do $100, that would be great, but $10 is great too. Give us a call, 239-9663.
And as you know, that I think one of the best things about WMNF, it's a combination of news and public affairs, but also great music. I mean, how often have you really been thinking something and you really, you know, whether it's an issue of war or peace or environmental issues, et cetera, and then you hear a line of music and you realize it absolutely nails it. And I think that that's one of the best things about M&F. It's this balance that one way or the other, I think if you spin this dial on 88.5 and come to the programs, you're going to find something. And Ann Feeney is coming very soon to give a concert. And Ann Feeney is a lawyer, actually a huge labor lawyer. She's not practicing now. And she's been on this show before. And, you know, have you been to jail for justice? And she knows what that means. And she is just an inveterate labor union battler. And I remember Ann saying so much that, you know, if it weren't for the left of the dial, you know, that we wouldn't make it. And meaning songwriters and singer-songwriters like her. And as we know that Trump has threatened, and probably not threatened, will stop public broadcasting funding. And this, of course, will affect us, not to quite the degree, because so many of you come through, because you're really the ones that keep us on the air. But still, this is in the air, and so more and more the threats to community and public radio, and frankly, adversaries, you might say, or people who care more about the truth than they do the hype. And so I have queued up part of this by Ann Feeney, in which she has a song, actually, she dedicated to WMNF and so many others. Look to the left, and look to the left on your dial, and you will find 88.5 and so many of those great radio stations. In fact, a really good pledge you can get, Arlene, they can tie it together to that thumb drive.
The Pacifica Voices That Changed the World. You know, I worked for Pacifica for over 3 years, and in my opinion, the archives at Pacifica are the single most valuable thing that Pacifica has, even more valuable than the five stations. And they do have five stations in 10 of the largest listening areas in the country. But these archives, you get over 3,000 hours of interviews to listen to. What a great opportunity to hear these voices that were recorded in some cases 50 years ago. And in other cases, much closer to the present. So do your part. If you can afford a $150 pledge, I highly recommend that you take the Pacifica Voices That Changed the World thumb drive for your thank you gift.
Okay, well, I'm going to put part of the song on by Aunt. Oops, sorry, Arlene.
813-239-9663, WMNF.org, or go to the app.
And then hopefully we'll be coming back with Medea Benjamin. And she just came back from Palestine, and I think she's going to have some interesting things to say.
Live performance radio seats you front and center on the aisle. All things considered, the choice is your non-commercial voice. Look to the left of your dial. In Tampa, on the left, you'll find WMNF. Out in Wisconsin, it's Ward for me.
right. Look to the left. Well, we're having just a little bit of trouble reaching Medea Benjamin, but I'm never surprised where I am going to meet her. But not to worry. And there are so many issues, actually, that I wanted to get into with Medea. But on this show, and actually one of the really important issues that we need to be paying really careful attention to is fracking, and we're doing pretty well in the Senate, but it really depends on the House. And so, Arlene, do you have the number? Because it's really important that you call Cochran and get him to put his money where his mouth is, so to speak. He likes to say he's against big business, etc. The overwhelming majority of people in this state are opposed to fracking. Big oil, big fossil industries really want to get down here. So it's really important that your voices are heard.
Right. The fracking bill has cleared the second of three Senate committees, and it's time the House stepped up. Call Speaker Corcoran at 866-696-8249 and tell him to pass the ban on fracking. We have until March 9th to make it happen, so call today and call frequently. 866-696-8249.
Well, there's another issue that I think is so important. And as we said before, I think the whole value of really community radio is that we don't have a political agenda. We don't have a corporate agenda. And so we can take the time and we can take the effort, as I said before, to try and get to the reasons for things that are happening. And I think that at this time in this country today, we have to look at the violence. And the violence, unfortunately, it starts in the home. The violence starts too often against the woman. It can be also against the children. And so if we really want to be doing some things, we pay attention to the women of Me Too. We pay attention to what's been happening on the campus and in other areas. And Arlene, if you could just zip over here and answer that, I suspect that's Medea. And I don't want to stop talking just right now because this is an important topic too. And I think that's really one of the most important things. That can happen.
Hello, Medea?
This is Medea. So just one second. And so we will just do a switcheroo here. And so give me just one second here. Arlene, you can be giving phone numbers and stuff like that while I'm doing this. And Arlene's not right there, so that's okay. So anyway, Medea Benjamin, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, I am so glad, Medea, because I never know for sure where I'm going to reach you. And this happens to be our marathon day. And so I thought of all the people to talk to, you're one of the ones I most want to talk to. And unfortunately, I imagine you, as everyone else, is aware of what happened right down here in Parkland, Florida, just yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. It's just so heartbreaking and so heartbreaking that, you know, how many times are we going to have to go through this and watch as our Congress people keep saying thoughts and prayers and keep taking money from the NRA? So horrendous.
And you know, Medea, when we see the horror, and I was really, really impressed when one father was saying that he rushed to the school when he heard, you know, that the school, there was a shooter. And he was watching some of the faces of, you know, of his daughter, because she's in the school, coming out. And he said the fear and the terror on those young people's faces, he'll never forget it. And you know, Medea, you just came back from Palestine. And the horror of what we saw yesterday down in Parkland. But, you know, when you've got a people that have been living under occupation, that have been living with smart bombs, that have been living with drones, I really can't imagine particularly what the children in those kind of areas are going through.
Well, and let's draw the connections. Not only are connections between the governments of the U.S. and Netanyahu, but also on the level of companies that are profiting from selling all these weapons, whether it's weapons that end up in the hands of killers that go into schools like happened yesterday, or if it's the weapons that are upholding this occupation in Palestine that are keeping people in a constant state of fear, unfortunately, you scratch beneath the surface. And a lot of it, Mary, is about profits. And what we saw in Palestine is the most overt form of racism you can imagine, where people have to have a certain color ID card to get in a certain city. They have to pass through checkpoints and get frisked. They have to go on certain roads and not allowed on other ones. They could go on certain streets and not on other ones. We have a friend, Issa Amra, who was just arrested today in an annual protest they have in the city of Hebron, where they tried to reopen the main shopping area, the merchant street that was closed down by the Israelis, destroying the livelihoods of thousands of people. And before they even started their protest, he was arrested today. And, of course, we have the case of Ahed Tamimi, the young woman who just turned 17, who was arrested for slapping an IDF, a Israeli soldier, on her own property. And we were there visiting her family and standing right on the property. And to imagine the terror of the young girl who knows that these Israeli soldiers just burst into their homes, shoot at the family members, and her natural reaction was to say, get off my property and slap him, and now she's facing years in prison.
You know, Medea, you have dedicated your life, essentially, to peace and justice and equality. In fact, I remember actually being at your house when you were given the Gandhi Peace Award, which you kind of hid in your closet. But, you know, I'm thinking of the Palestinians, particularly the Palestinian children, but also the number of refugees in the world. And thinking, you know, of the horrific weapons and really the military industrial complex that we have and the billions and trillions they make. And you know, the efforts. And here in our country, the State Department has been gutted. And as we were just talking about, I'm sure you're quite aware that on this day, February 15th, that this, in 2003, this was the anniversary of 15 million people in this country and throughout the world trying to stop us from invading Iraq. And so, Medea, with all of your experience, and not just your experience, but you've actually been in the trenches, shall we say, what can we do to change this society from thinking that power, not just that war is the answer to all of our problems, but that power really is the way to go totally?
We have to move, Mary, to a totally different way of being in this world. And we call it a local peace economy, which is based on buying and shopping and consuming and as local as possible, and divesting ourselves from the fossil fuel industry, from the war industry, from companies that are making profits from destruction of our planet, and doing those two things simultaneously. We just started this divestfromwarmachine.org website with 70 different organizations. We're very excited about it, Mary, because it gives people all over the country something to do, to go to their city councils or to their universities or their pension funds and tell them to not invest in the war machine.
And that's
going. Sorry?
I was just going to say that that is so great, Medea. And where else would people hear about that than on WMNF? And this is our fundraising day, and so I'm going to interrupt for just one moment. I want to say thank you to Christine Chorowski for making a Circle of Friends pledge to the show this morning. And I want to urge everyone else to call 239-813-239-9663 and WMNF.org. And I wanted to ask you, Medea, what do you consider to be so important about community and public radio?
Because that's where we can talk to each other and figure out strategies to build a much better society. I know when people's hearts are broken by the shooting that happened yesterday, you're not going to turn on another radio station or a TV station and hear somebody saying, call Marco Rubio and tell him not to open his mouth except to say, I will not take one more penny from the NRA. Where else are you going to hear people say that our elected officials are bought and sold by these companies, whether it's the NRA or Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, Boeing? That's why we need our community radio to tell us not only the truth, but what we can do about it.
Well, I'm sorry, Medea, I tend to get carried away, and that was so well said, and it is the truth. This is where you've got to come, and real quickly also, you know what, Medea, and you expose us to so many of these women throughout the world. I think the thing that most amazes me is not only their courage, but their resilience, and really their very positive attitude that they do not see themselves, they realize what's just happened to them, but they keep constantly trying to plan a better community, a better world for themselves and their families.
Well, that's right. And we were in the home of Ahed Tamimi's family with her father. Her mother's in prison. But we were then going around the village to meet the cousins and the aunts and the uncles. And everywhere we went, they said the same thing. Don't think of us as victims. We don't want your sympathy. Think of us as freedom fighters. We want your solidarity.
And, oh, that's beautiful.
It's beautiful, and it's exactly, you know, what we have to do and why WMNF and our communities are so important, because we need that community kind of spirit to recognize none of this is done by individuals. The 17-year-old Ahed Tamimi didn't spring from nowhere. She came from her community, and it's our communities, our local communities, and our local community radio station that are going to give us the tools that we need to be freedom fighters.
That's the truth. And, you know, one of the thank you gifts that you as a listener can get while listening to this show is Medea Benjamin talking the Saudi-U.S. Sinister Alliance. You can get that for an $80 pledge. Call 813-239-9663 or go to WMNF.org.
And you know, Medea, we're right in the midst of the Olympics. And, you know, I've always felt that the Olympics, just traditionally, are a chance for, you know, the world to get together and to compete peacefully. And kind of the tradition, they put down the arms and they were fighting and they allowed the athletes to go through. And I get kind of tired of the sense, you know, that there you've got some North Korean women on the hockey team, you have a skating team, and you've got the cheering squad that's come down. And I get kind of tired of the naysayers saying, oh, you know, this is just folderol, doesn't matter at all. I happen to think any overtures can lead to a peace. And I think this negative attitude of putting it down, I think it's really quite important for the youth of the world to get together in a peaceful situation.
Well, yes, and it was really beautiful to see what was happening at the Olympics, that there is, but yet the United States seems so opposed to it. And to know that we have people in the Congress, and I was in Congress yesterday at a hearing where they were saying that, this charm offensive, the smile offensive that was inflicted on the people of South Korea by the North, and you think, oh my goodness, isn't it much better to, quote, inflict a charm offensive than bombs and sanctions and threats and everything like that? So I think it's really wonderful that that we're seeing the North and the South come together, and that we are witnessing a charm offensive, because that's the way that people are going to talk to each other, and that's the way that we're going to de-escalate this crisis if we can keep the United States from ratcheting up the threats and these war games that they are planning to do as soon as the Olympic ends. And that's why there's a call for an Olympic peace truce that goes on after the games are finished.
And that's why we hope that you will feel moved by listening to Medea to make a contribution to your radio station, where you hear people like Medea Benjamin, where you hear ideas that you don't hear in the mainstream media. Give us a call at 813-239-9663 or WMNF.org. on your computer.
Well, Medea, I think you've given us the words for today. What's your choice? Would you rather have the smile offensive, or would you rather have the red buttons pushed?
So, no matter which one is bigger, right?
I was going to say, right, TransU has the biggest buttons, but I bet the smiles are bigger. So, Medea Benjamin, Code Pink, in just a marvelous fighter for peace and justice. Thank you so much for all you do and giving us this time today. You take care.
Okay, thanks so much for having me on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so let's put on some Holly Near here because we need the Great Peace March, you know?
And we need to hear from you, 813-239-9663, or go to your computer, WMNF.org.
Yes.
The stars come out to guide the way. The sun still shines despite the clouds. And the dawn is dusk, is dawn, is dusk, is day. Farmers rise and dream to feed the world. The world awakes to feed the heart. Hearts beat while a thousand flags are waving. And the farmer sees a dream has played a part. We will have peace. We will because we must. We must because we cherish life. And believe it or not, as daring as it may seem, it's not an empty dream to walk in a powerful path. Neither the first nor the last. Great Peace March. Life is a great and mighty march. Forever for love and for life on the Great Peace March. Are you black like night or red like clay? Are you gold like sun or brown like earth? Gray like mist or white like moon? My love for you is the reason for my birth. Peace can start with just one heart. From a small step to leaps and bounds.
Indeed, as Holly Near is singing, the Great Peace March, it starts with one. And is that one going to be you? 813-239-9663. Because, you know, I think in a way we see our true colors coming through. Oops, sorry about that. This is the one I wanted. Eva Cassidy died much too young. Ovarian CA. Most likely caused by environmental factors, which we're trying to do something about in this state, in this community. And we want to see your true colors coming through. 813-239-9663. Come on, people, let's do it.
In a world full of people, you can lose sight of it all, and the darkness there inside you makes you feel so small. But I see your true color shining through. See your true colors. That's why I love you so. Don't be afraid to let them shine.
smile, man. If you can, get over to the phone and make a contribution. We would appreciate that very much now, whatever you can do. And if you're able to, say, give $5 or $10 a month to the Circle of Friends, that would be wonderful. But whatever you can do, we'd appreciate it. It's not for us. It's for the station. It's for the kind of repairs we constantly have to do to keep on the air, as we just saw over the weekend when the phones go down, or like yesterday in the production studio, if you needed to do an interview in advance, you couldn't have because our phone system wasn't still up for that. And so you have to pay the electricity. We have to pay it all. But the biggest thing is, because this is a community where you get the kind of information you need to really, I think, live your lives and be really knowing what's happening to contribute. Arlene?
You give to your community, and it's important. You'll feel so good when you become a part. Make that call now, 813-239-9663, or go to the web, WMNF.org. We also want to say thank you to Gregory, the smoothie guy from King Natural Catering, who was here cooking breakfast for all of our wonderful volunteers today. He wants to offer a bonus to anyone who donates $500 to $1,000. He will cook breakfast or lunch for up to 20 people on site at your party. This can be its own thank you gift. So if you are in a position to do that and would like Gregory to serve a group of people at your facility or wherever you want, up to 20 people, he would be happy to do that if you can contribute $500 or more to this station. 813-239-9663, WMNF.org.
Wow, and that was fabulous food. That is a deal. So come on, people. Essentially, it's a really very appetizing twofer. 813-239-9663. We're calling all angels. But actually, maybe we need to kick it upstairs a little bit.
Who's going to be the next angel? 813-239-9663. 813-239-9663. WMNF.org. You can be that angel. You can be that next person who calls.
How long and how far and how many times?
We're calling all angels because we know at the bottom line that something you never want to forget, people have the power. If people didn't have the power, there wouldn't be the effort to discover. Well, let's hear Davey instead. Davey wins, that's just as well. Laura loves, she knows she saved a little pond, or actually a stream, up in DC, or in Washington, where she lives, because sometimes Davey wins. Come on, Davey, do it.
813-239-9663, WMNF.org.
Called into the home office. He said, what a place, what a really great place. Here we go, we struck gold. All the people gathered round me, yelled, you gotta go, son. We do not need your Wally World. In fact, we can be no fun. Take your big fat assets to another piece of ground. Sometimes stay here with me.
833-239-9663. We really love to hear from you. Indeed, sometimes Davey wins, but we do need to have him win a lot more than he's winning lately. And, you know, that I think one of the really, really important issues we're dealing with, as I said before, and the CD doesn't seem to want to work, so I might not be able to play this, but I was hoping we could because I thought that... Arlene, it looks like you wanted to say something over there.
Oh, well, I was going to wait till you finished, but, you know, I don't remember... a single fund drive where we don't receive some criticisms and in some cases even some hate mail.
Oh dear.
And today we've got someone that's very upset that we would even think of talking to North Korea, that with the atrocities that they commit, we shouldn't even talk to them. And that's where we are different and where we offer you the opportunity to participate and learn something different. If you value that kind of information, if you value what Medea was talking about this morning, give us a call, 813-238-8001. I'm sorry, 813-239-9663, or go to the web at WMNF.org. 813-239-9663.
You know that I often wonder, before any war, that if people sat down and tried to talk it over. And I tell you, I think that before there's any war, I think the indigenous people, native people in this country, that actually in many of the tribes in this country, the women actually had to be the ones to declare war. Until the women, they were part of the council, and if they said, yes, we have to go to war, then they actually did. And so, you know, that I think women tend to think actually about their children. They tend to think what's going to happen to the land. They wonder what's going to, how many will die, how many survive. I think that those are the kind of things we need to think about. And, you know, I repeat, whether it's a smile or pushing the red button, I'd much rather take a chance on that smile. But Arlene is absolutely right. You know, each to their own opinion there. And that's what you are encouraged to have here. You get the facts because people do have the power. Well, it's sometimes Davey are winning. I'm going to get this yet.
813-239-9663, WMNF.org.
People, would you rather have your billions and trillions going to schools, going to improvements for children? Wouldn't you rather have them going down for programs to prevent what happened in Parkland, Florida yesterday? Or would you rather have them go to the kind of armaments where our president will sit there and say, I've got a lot bigger buttons than you do in North Korea or whoever? I mean, we have a choice what kind of a world we want. And if we keep spending not only the trillions on these weapons, which actually, let's face it, they're weapons to murder the massive number of people that they can. And people can say anything they want about smart bombs, etc., but the whole purpose of war now is to destroy the infrastructure of a country and really put the pressure and the devastation on the civilians, so somehow these people will be able to overthrow this person. And I think that is really such regressive, ancient thinking. I think that that's the kind of thinking that really leads us to this kind of a destructive, not viable society. And we have choices. You look at all those young kids that were running out of that school yesterday. Give them a chance. Give them a chance to make the kind of a world where we won't just be having millions and millions of refugees, where we won't be having to fight like heck to get our water clean, our air clean. Make it a world that if we don't change directions here in this country, you might as well realize that everything is going to be a toll booth. I mean, you're going to go across the bridge, you'll have to pay a toll. You go in the store, you'll have to pay to get into the shopping center. You're going to have a meter for air. I mean, that new infrastructure bill is just going to totally give us, just, we have to literally pay for every single thing, even though we already are paying for it.
So give us a call, 813-239-9663, WMNF.org. You know, I'd like to acknowledge some of the organizations in this area, the Progressive Democrats, the National Nurses United, and others in the Health Coalition and the Florida Health Coalition, who delivered petitions with over 80,000 signatures to Senator Nelson and Senator Rubio, asking them, telling them how much we all want health care. And on that vein, we also have coming up starting tomorrow the Florida Healthcare Summit, which will be down in Palm Beach County. If you're interested in attending, it's at the Embassy Suites Hotel Ballrooms and Conference Centers, 1601 Belvedere Road, West Palm Beach, Florida. And it will be going on all day tomorrow and the next day. And among those there will be Tony Van Pelt, Flowers. My head was not working. And so it's a great opportunity. But, you know, you hear about these things on this radio station, and now is your chance to help support that. 813-239-9663. Join the party. Join the tribe. Be a part of this great effort to make this country truly democratic. 813-239-9663, WMNF.org. 813-239-9663.
Smiles, not red buttons. Oh, indeed. And this is a person you hear a lot on this show. I just seem to have gotten that wrong. Sorry. But this is a good one, too. So let's go with this.
Would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change.
There is a hurting in our nation, and the only way we are going to stop this hurting is to realize that there is something wrong with the light that's coming out of our hearts. We care about people, but to care about them, you've got to respect them, and you've got to realize that they've got to have healthy bodies, that they have got to have good schools, they have got to have the kind of peace and security that a nation that cares about its future generations will give them. And I know...
And they've got to have places to get information, and that's where WMNF and other community and public radio stations come in. 813-239-9663, WMNF.org. Do your part. Join us now. We need to hear from you. You are the one. We need about $500 more dollars, and we have about 5 minutes left.
Oh, come on, people. We can do this.
To the light of change.
Oh, the light of change. And we can also do it this way, too. Here we are. Come on, people. Let's do it.
We have more reports that more and more people are just taking on-ramps onto the bridge and are just taking it over. It's just...
I mean, I just...
Tampa, Florida. 813-239-9663. I know we can do this. Come on, people.
Talk about peace. One must believe in it.
Oh, isn't that true? Don't just talk about
it. It isn't enough to believe in it. One must work at it. And we here today are working at it.
Democracy looks like. It looks like pledging to your radio station. 813-239-9663. It means you stand up, you're heard, you will march, you go out there, but also you realize it's a community. Wouldn't that be fantabulous?
Oh, that would be. And, you know, you can keep getting that kind of information, that kind of music from your community radio station. You know, one of the things that's important about your community radio station is that you trust it. How many other places in the media do you trust the people that are talking to you? Give us a call, 813-239-9663, or go to the web, WMNF.org. It's your turn.
Love This by Laura Nero, another one who died much too young of ovarian CA. Ovarian CA is most definitely related to environmental factors. We can do something about that. Just the same way we could take the AR-15s out of the hands, I think, of any civilian, to tell you the truth, but certainly anyone that has any kind of problems. But also, we can take the chemicals out of the water and the soil we're exposed to all the time. So people like Eva Cassidy and Laura Nero don't die much too young. So anyway, people, save the country.
And here's a very generous pledge that came in from Carlos Almeri. He values this station, and he also values some of the thank you gifts that he can get. And so he is taking that Pacifica Radio Voices flash drive, and he's also taking a WMNF t-shirt.
Oh, great choice.
He's taking a woman's t-shirt, so maybe this is his... a female calling in, or maybe he's getting it as a gift for someone, but that is great. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, Carlos Almeri, who's over in Largo. How about now someone from Tampa? We need to hear from you. How about someone in Sarasota? We need to hear from you. Give us a call, 813-239-9663, 813-239-9663, or WMNF.org.
The two young brothers wanna take that dream and ride that job. We can build a dream with love, I know. We can build a dream with love, I know. We can build a dream with love, children. We can build a dream with love, old people. We can build a dream with love, I know. We can build a dream with love.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Build it with love, people. But I still say build it with smiles, not pushing red buttons, or not building red buttons.